it's fine.
This is a giant room it's full fine. Of vape.
Let the fucking vibe wash over you. We're creating a vibe.
Washing it over me.
This is a storytelling vibe.
Is this like saging, but like vaping?
Yeah.
A live sage?
Okay,
take us through a trip.
4,600 years ago, a boat landed on the northern shores of Canada and deposited upon its banks a small family of warriors, tribesmen, Celtic foragers, deep state Irish. They're known as the Mathesons.
Mm.
I'm going to tell the story of that family.
Mm.
I'm going to tell it through the lens of its youngest living son.
Prodigal.
The prodigal son.
The prodigal son.
The one who left the shores of Canada.
And went further.
And went further.
Than any other Matheson.
He came west. This motherfucker's in Hollywood. Doing Hollywood shit.
Hollywood.
Okay, so Maddie, here we go.
Maddie Matheson, podcast number 34.
Don't do it. That's so stupid. All right, so we're... I'm just going to say this once and so we can get it said.
Yes.
The podcast exists in this form because of your...
hard impact. Work?
Let me... Can I talk? Because of your impact in the world of media and content. So you're able to get people on board to help produce this show, i.e. the good people at Paragon, George, Dr. Lazarus over there, and Kennedy.
That's like 3 minutes in. You dropped the R word.
I can't.
You can't. Not even 3 minutes. That's like 1 minute in.
I can't stop. It's not okay. A tick.
It is what
tick.
It is. You know, if we're canceled, we're canceled. And this was fun.
Okay. So we're going to tell the story of Maddie Matheson. All right. The Alpha to Omega. The Maddie Matheson deep dive. The story that no one's heard yet. The story he hasn't been brave enough until just now to tell. We wore him down today. He almost left set. He was complaining per usual. Things weren't going his way. Things weren't exactly the way he liked it. He wasn't being pampered. He wasn't being paid attention to, and he wasn't talking about himself. And he wanted to leave, and I kept him here. And I set the tone, and I lit the candles, and I got the fog machine. Don't let the fog stop. I want more fog. And I let the fog machine do its thing. So, Maddie.
Mr. Erdman?
Don't call me Mr. I hate that. Maddie Matheson, man, you were once a child. You were once a tiny, little, robust baby.
I was a little baby.
You were a tiny baby. Now, let's talk about how that came to happen. Let's start from
Stephen Joan. My parents, Stephen, John Matheson, Joan Ann Poirier, met on the banks of the New Brunswick River, running through, dividing America and New Brunswick. In Woodstock, New Brunswick. They got married when they were 16. They got married when they were 16 because my mom got pregnant and my dad got her pregnant from sex and
missionary sex.
They had mission. They well maybe.
You think they did it?
I think maybe. I don't know. He had a Camaro. It could have been doggy style. You know, he was a bit of a bad boy.
You think they 69'd?
They could have. A little soissant neuf.
Okay.
French, 69.
Okay. Froggy style.
Frog style. And I think getting a 16-year-old pregnant is not the greatest, maybe. And then my mom's dad was the chief of police of our small little town. And then they had to get married.
Shotgun marriage.
Shotgun marriage.
Shotgun wedding.
Shotgun wedding. Beautiful wedding, though. And then...
kill the smoke, Jason.
Jason, kill the smoke. Jesus, Murphy. But you can't really... You can't hear that, actually.
Oh, you can't?
These microphones can only hear what's like on top of them.
Okay, then don't kill the smoke.
No, it's fine.
We can't hear the smoke, Jason?
It's fine. I don't know. Can you hear it? You can hear the hissing?
Oh, yeah, you can't hear shit. It's great.
You can't hear shit. Oh, you checked the cans?
I checked the cans.
More anyway, so my family, my dad's dad was an amazing, he was a sergeant in the RCMP, the Royal Mounted Canadian Police.
Oh, a Mountie.
He was a Mountie. You know, the Mounties with the horses and the pants and the hats.
Yep.
So my dad's dad was a Mountie. My mom's dad was a police officer, chief of police. And then they had a young marriage. They got married, I think, when they were 17 or something like that. And they've been together ever since. You know, they're both, I think, 16.
Still together.
Still together.
Buck.
Yeah, still together. We got four. They got four beautiful children. Sarah is the eldest. She was the, you know, the one that came out early. And then Steven, my older brother, and then me, and then AJ, the youngest.
Right.
And I'm in the middle because there's a bit of an age gap because my parents had to go like live their lives, and they had Sarah, and then they had Steven, and then me. So there was like the three boys, and then old Sarah, and then I was like the middle child, you know?
So tell me about your earliest memory as an infant, Matheson.
I think my earliest memory of the world was getting pulled out of a river when I was around 3 years old. We went, I think me and my brothers went running behind our house. There was a bit of a, I shouldn't say a river, more of like a creek. Mm-hmm. And all I remember is getting pulled out of this like creek and by my mom.
What time of year was it?
It was, I had like my winter jacket on.
Okay. So it was cold.
It was kind of like cold. Yeah. It was like icy, cold, icy water. New Brunswick, Maritimes is fucking cold. Very cold. We're probably good on that smoke now. And fucking, and I just remember we lived in Truro, Nova Scotia, actually Brookfield, which is even smaller than Truro. So we lived in Brookfield, Nova Scotia. And I think the very first memory is just like me living in this, like, it's a pretty wooded area with a little creek, getting pulled out of something cold and my mother just warming me up. And like, I remember there was like some yelling and screaming and some other shit. And, you know,
Maddie.
Yeah.
Who pushed you in the river?
I think probably Steve. Steve's a fucking dickhead. Jesus. So my older brother probably Steve's pushed me in. Steve or AJ. Adam was probably what? 2 years. He was probably one. So he was definitely in on it. And I was like three. And then three or four. So Adam was, it could have been two. We're both, all the boys are 2 years apart. So Steve's, I'm 37. So he's 39. So he was five or six.
So Steve pushed baby Maddie in the river.
Steve, my older brother, tried to kill me probably, I think.
Yep.
He knew that I was just kind of like the golden child. Yeah. I was like out of the three brothers. So like Steve's dark. He's like dark. Like brunette hair, yeah. Like darker features. I'm like
he's swarthy.
Yeah, like he looks exactly like my dad.
Okay.
My dad's like a dark haired guy.
Okay.
And then I was like a blonde, blue eyed, like angel baby. And then Adam, Grizz, AJ, he was like more almost like gingerly. Mm. And so just not really a ginger, but he had like reddish hues. So my family,
the middle child, they say, is the one that performs the best.
Well, because
they don't get, they make the mistakes on the first kid.
Yeah.
The second kid, they back off a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third kid, they back off too much.
Yeah.
So the middle guy is the winner.
Yeah. Middle guy's the winner.
Middle guy's
so
the
with
winner.
My kids, if I have another kid, Rizzo will be the winner.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think having two kids is good, and then like three or four, you're going to get a fucking dud, and like you're just
you're
like...
You're going to catch a bad
yeah, you're going to catch a fucking dud for
you're
sure.
You're going to get like either a drug addict, a sex pervert, or a criminal. One of those
something.
Three, or a massive depressive.
Yeah.
Or a guy that starts a streetwear company. One of those things.
There's four options.
Yeah. You don't want
manic,
any of those
depressive, seven. Bipolar, streetwear, clothing owner.
Right.
Or, you know, highly successful, just like entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right.
And so at a really young age, I think when I got pulled out of that creek, I saw like kind of a light and there was kind of like an angel, and they were just kind of like, everything's going to be okay. Like you're here.
You really saw an angel?
You're here.
Or you just...
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I always do.
Okay.
And I just had that moment there that was like, you're going to be really, really successful. And like, you're probably going to have a podcast with this, like, ex-cholo gangster, drug dealer, guy from graffiti vandal.
One of those,
you're
going
to probably do this in like his really sick apartment in Los Feliz. And I knew that my path was going to lead me here from that moment.
Right.
And just think about that. You're from Venice.
Right.
I'm from Brookfield, Nova Scotia.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Wherever the fuck. I was born in St. John, but imagine that. Like, literally... On the East Coast, one of the furthest points of Canada, on the East Coast, you're on the on the water, much like Venice.
Just like Venice.
Except it's very poor.
Very cold.
Very cold. And
lots of geese.
Lots of geese.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, at that moment when that angel came over me and was like, it's going to be okay, Matthew. We have you. We take you. And, you know,
the angel says, here's what's going to happen.
Well, it was like the Holy Spirit, because it was just like, I felt it because I was born into the Mormon church. So it was just like, I knew that the Holy Spirit was around me. And
you were enveloped in the light of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So is that a real thing? Is like you're a Mormon kid and you really believe that you're being protected by the magic underwear and John and all the books and all that shit.
100%. Right? Like, we used to go visit the jail cell like every year.
What's that?
Where he was murdered.
I don't know what that
John's, when John Smith was murdered.
John Smith was murdered by
who found the Book of Mormon.
Oh, okay.
He was murdered. You never seen South Park?
I've seen South Park, yes.
I don't know. They make fun of my religion all the time.
That's now you're still a Mormon?
No, I'm excommunicated.
Excommunicated. Anyway. So you got pulled out of the river.
We got pulled out of the river.
The angel showed you the way, showed you a podcast in your future.
Yeah.
Because all roads lead to this house in Los Feliz.
Fortunately. Fortunately,
Fortunately,
I'm here, which is a wild thing. I'm a big believer in paths, and I like destiny stuff.
Yeah,
I like destiny stuff is attractive.
Yeah,
because I think it's like destiny's like you can change it a bit, and I think it's like, you know, the little butterfly effects. I say that it's like your life is a giant ship and it's going in one direction, but it takes a lot of different. You can do a lot of bad stuff and go one way, or you can start doing a lot of good stuff, and it takes a long way to turn the boat. But the boat, it moves slow.
You're right. You know what?
It moves slow.
I met you through my company.
Yeah, I wanted a hoodie.
You wanted a hoodie.
Hey,
we found the emails from 2015.
We should read those. Our relationship literally started from very polite emails I really enjoy your brand. And I don't wear a lot of different brands, but I like your brand. And I'm shooting a show on Vice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it would be really nice to wear something.
I was so polite. I was like, I'm just salivating looking at your show, man. This is great. You know what? I'm hungry talking to you, bro. Like, just such like horse shit.
You know what's funny? Like me sending that email to you and knowing you, you must have looked at it and been like, who the fuck is this loser?
No, I was like, oh, that's because Manface was like, hey, Maddie is my buddy. I'm like, oh. And I was like, I know that guy. He does this
thing.
Who
the fuck is that guy?
No, and then we became friends and it was just like.
We became instant friends.
We were friends.
Best friends.
Yeah, best friends instantly.
Raycon. Do you hear that? Is it my voice playing in your earbuds? Not yet, because you don't got them. But you're going to get them, because you're going to go to the earbud.com, worship and praise the Raycon. That's raycon.com/PTA. And you get 15% off. What are you going to do? You're going to sit around and listen to other people's music. You're walking around. You're at the office. You're in the gym. You're getting a smoothie. You're picking food at somewhere else. You're in line. I don't want to listen to the noise of the world. I want to listen to my music. And that is what you can do with, guess what, Raycon, the new E25. No wires, Bluetooth, lots of the bass. Boom, 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 boom. Guess what? Take that and go to raycon.com/PTA and get 15% off. You get 15% off right now. If you're listening to this and you go and you type in the words, raycon.com/PTA. You get 15% off your earbuds. Go now. Go now. And you can listen to this again at another time at raycon.com/PTA.
So anyways, we say that to say that you just don't, life is an uncharted, bizarre lightning stream path that you don't know where it's going to go. One thing leads to next, and next thing you know, here, and we're here now, and who knows where we're going to be.
And that's pretty much it. You know, it was the creek and then here.
Creek and here.
There's nothing else that happened in between.
Let's take it a few years later.
Okay.
You're living with Joni and dad's name is Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Steve and Joni.
Steve Savage.
Still married in the Mormon church.
Yeah.
Right. You got the Grizz. You got,
we got Grizz.
AJ is the Grizz.
AJ, yeah. AJ is
the Grizz. The other brother,
Adam James.
Adam James is the Grizz.
Yeah.
You got the Grizz, and you got the other brother whose name is.
Or wait, what's his middle name? No, that's not even his middle name. Okay, my middle name is James.
Okay.
His middle name is Jeffrey.
What's the other brother's name?
Steve.
Steve, I thought.
Beav,
so.
But we
so
all called him Beav.
Steve the Beav is Junior. Steve
yeah.
Junior.
Beav. The there's Beav, Grizz, and then I was always just mad.
And we're gonna get to him
later,
laying a nice one on the old officer so and so.
Yeah, we
right?
can drop
that's,
that.
That's Steve. Steve. Yeah, I love that's my favorite story. We're
it's
gonna
a great
get there.
Story.
We're all get. That's the whole purpose to get to that story.
If you're an outsider or a punk or anyone that's ever been like slighted by society. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for this.
Because this podcast
redemption
is gonna,
story.
Yeah, we got a good story.
So you're in the house. You guys are Mormons. It's fucking weird. I have some friends who are brought up in that religion. It's bizarre. I wasn't brought up religious, so you know anything to me is bizarre. But that's extra for me. No offense to any Mormons, but from the outside.
Well, just think. The thing that I think about is I was brought up in a home that believed in spirits.
Right.
In a home that believed in a God.
Right.
In a house that believed in multiple levels of heaven and hell.
Nice.
And to grow up, no matter what, that shit sinks in.
It gets in your head.
And it gets in your head. And at a very young age, I was a kleptomaniac.
Oh, nice.
I would steal. And at a young age, there isn't a lot of things to steal. So it was just like I would steal like chocolate bars.
Yeah.
I've always been a fat kid kind
of. Husky.
I've always been solid.
Yeah.
And I used to steal like chocolate bars. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it went from like chocolate bars to maybe steal a bicycle.
Oh, wow.
And then you're stealing, you know, and stealing bikes as a kid. Like whoever steals your bike's the worst kind of person. I've stolen a few bikes every once in a while. And we used to break and enter at a very young age.
Oh,
we used
nice.
To act out. We used to break in and just like smash stuff. So we would like break into these, like we'd go down the train tracks.
Yeah.
And we would break into these, we'd push in air conditioning units.
Yeah.
And then like climb in and like fuck up offices like on like yeah. this, on the railroad, yeah. on the railway. We lived by train tracks.
Yeah.
And one time we pushed in a fucking air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
I'm in grade 4. So like I'm like 8 at this time. And so we push in, me and my brother.
That's young.
It is young. And we were like, and that's the thing that's crazy. We had that in us as kids. Right. We were like, not troubled.
You're
but
bad. No, you're bad.
We kids. Were acting out all the time. Yeah. Like my little brother, I remember right around the same time that we were breaking into some stuff. I remember some kid fucking made fun of us and like my brother like ran up to him somehow like he had like roller skates on somehow like ripped off the roller skate and like bashed the kid's head in with like the roller skate.
What does that do to you as a younger kid? Are you
get
are
it?
You,
let's get it. We were rowdy. We were rowdy.
You're like, get this fuck.
Yeah, fuck that kid. Fuck okay. that kid. Fuck that kid. And at the same time, we're doing that kind of shit and then like never missed a day of school, like church in 13 years.
Right.
You know, like we never missed church on Sundays. So and then we were like that, like, and it's crazy because our family was so amazing. Like my parents are still, I think, like some of the greatest people ever.
Right.
And I truly, like there's everyone is fucked, right? Like every parent is fucked and every person on this fucking planet is fucked.
Right.
But they, I think that they, what they, how they brought up 4 kids is like an amazing way. And I think, but we were like just wild. And I remember we were not well off. And the year that year, so we pushed in this fucking air conditioner,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden there was a fucking dude, and it almost fucking like landed on him.
Oh shit!
And he was like, "What the fuck?" And we were like up in the window, and we jumped off the fucking building.
So when you push it in, you're on the outside of the building.
We were on the outside, and
you push
in the
in.
Air conditioners.
And that's fun.
And then we run around these old like buildings on train track, like old like CNE building or like
right.
whatever.
Right.
You know, that's the Canadian Rail or CR whatever they are.
Yeah.
And we would fucking run around, and we would just run around and like have fun. And I remember we were running, and like it's so funny to think about this stuff because it's like it's true. Like I'm like in grade 4. So I'm like, literally, I'm 10? Mm-hmm. 10 years old.
Sure.
And we're running, and there's, but we had to get away. So there a bunch of dudes run, men, people that are working, are running after me and my brothers. And
wait,
and
the young ones there too? The 6-year-old?
Adam, I forget. Maybe
The Grizz is there.
Grizz is there,
six?
Maybe 8?
You're too young to run.
No,
because
in grade
you're
4,
eight.
I'm 8 because I had, no,
no you're
10.
You're 10.
I was 10 because
okay. that makes sense.
On my 10th birthday, I was in grade 4 because I got a Bart Simpson cake, I remember.
Copy.
And Steve was 12 because he was in grade 6.
That's about right.
And And so, and we have to run. And we're like, fuck, trains are going by. So now we have to jump moving trains.
Right.
So we jump the moving trains.
Okay.
They're going slow. They're not like fast. They're going slow, but okay. we have to jump.
Now
them.
You guys are basically like
Indiana Jones.
In Die Hard.
Yeah. So we're jumping these trains. The okay. I lose a shoe.
Okay.
And because we're, I don't want to say poor, but we're like, you know, like
poor.
I say we're one pair of shoes a year kind of family.
Gotcha.
You know, every, the beginning of the school year, you get a new pair of shoes. Those are your shoes for
the
year.
You're not poor, but you guys are broke.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's in between jobs. Yeah, yeah. We moved to we were living at a different, this is when we lived in Ontario.
Right.
We moved to a different province.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
I lose
a shoe. One of my shoes falls off running through this fucking train yard. And I have to like, we have to like kind of come clean. And it's just like, I got grounded for the summer.
Right.
And that was grade four, you know?
So that was grade four. So let's go forward a few more years. Mm. And the Matheson clan, the Matheson
the real
boys.
Dust, the real dust. You want the real juice?
Yeah, I want the Matt. I want the. Let's get into it.
When does the real good stuff happen? High school. So when we stopped going to church, I don't know why this is such a massive thing for us, but like, because I think we were so heavily involved in the Mormon Church.
Yeah.
And then when we moved to Ontario, things kind of changed. We went from being a heavily unified, heavily fellowshipped family and the involved in the church. Then we moved provinces. The church there is weak as fuck. Nobody's there. Bunch of losers. Like, just like the congregation was not there. And it just kind of like, it just became, it seemed like people just became indifferent. My family, you know, we pushed ourselves away, and all of a sudden we stopped going to church. It's a crazy fucking thing. All of a sudden we're like teenagers, and my parents turn into regular people
just out of nowhere.
Yeah. And they turn into what seems to be the coolest people ever.
See, that's rare.
Yeah.
You never hear that story.
They were always super sweet, super
right.
loving.
Right.
Always, you know, we always had food on the table. We always had a house. We always, you know, like nothing was sketchy ever. We just never were like, you know, it was great. You know, I shouldn't even complain. There's a few years where it was kind of cutty when we were moving and stuff, and my dad was trying to find a new job and doing
right.
some things and
right.
whatever. And it just, our house was one of those houses where my parents would rather us do what we were going to do outside of the house, but at the house. So in high school,
that old chestnut.
Yeah,
you're gonna do it outside. You might as well do it at home.
Yeah. So we had this really nice garage, and that yeah. garage we lined with couches, yeah. and we could smoke weed in it.
Oh man, this just like pause on that for a minute.
Yeah,
that's like best case scenario, puberty.
Yeah.
weed and a fucking weed zone in the couch.
A weed zone. We had three couches. It was a big U.
Oh my god.
And that garage was like the hub of the neighborhood.
Right.
And so just imagine three brothers,
yeah.
all teenagers, all yeah. 2 years apart, all of us pop, like, you know, every kid has like five good buddies.
Yeah.
So we're like every single night, 20 dudes deep in the garage.
Okay, so let's dress this garage.
Let's dress this
garage.
You got
three couches.
We got three couches.
Posters, you got posters.
We you know, like straight up, like Pulp Fiction, stop signs.
Okay.
Fucking, we live in a small town, you know, yeah. like maybe a BMX poster.
Like a surfboard.
Lamborghini.
Surfboard for no reason.
No surfboards. Those don't even exist where we're from.
I just think of a funny like.
Yeah, like literally like a bunch of like handmade bongs.
Okay.
Like big weird pipes that we used
crazy.
To make bong. Like, let's make a 20-foot pipe. Yeah. Okay, let's make a giant pipe. Let's make a fuck. And your friends would bring stuff over that, like a cutout of Bo Jackson, or like, you know, like you just have like
it, no one has an identity yet, so it's just a bunch of weird shit.
It's just
so
stuff.
No one's there yet.
Yeah, like, oh, I found a sign neck behind like the fucking Avonmart.
You don't know what your music is yet. You don't know who you are. So you're just smoking weed.
No. Smoking weed, listening to like Body Count. Just listening to pretty much. Okay, here's a perfect. Just Judgment Night soundtrack. That's all. Like, it's just like, there you go. That is like the most suburban.
Right.
Just listening to the Judgment Night. Metal, rap, together for the first time ever.
And when you're that young, you think everything is great. You're like, this is the best thing
ever. It was the craziest thing
ever. You have no taste.
Spawn soundtrack. Crazy soundtrack. We were listening to soundtracks.
Yeah,
soundtracks. We were finding, we were finding bands. I was already into like punk and stuff, but it's just like, yeah. Because my brother, it's crazy. Like, I grew up heavily involved in the punk hardcore scene. But I live in a farm town, so I'd have to go to Buffalo to go to like basement shows and punk shows.
That's
and
after though. That's, all that. That's after the weed barn. The weed.
No, grow. Same time. Like I'm high school. Like I started going to shows. Like I started going to concerts early too. So I started going to concerts when I was like grade 9. Started really going to concerts.
Okay.
But just think, like my older brother was like, I feel bad saying this. He was like a guy that would like listen to like maybe like Buck Cherry or like Creed or like really like you know, like really thought like Jane's Addiction was fucking like not like psycho shit or like Chili Pepper shit.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We're like, okay, sure, whatever. That is whatever because that guy is. That's like mainstream fucking Chad music, you know?
Right, but you're not talking shit to the Beav because he'll pop you.
No, but Beav, yeah, fully twisted. But he just has hands. Beav's
got hands.
Beav has hands. Beav's got a temper. Beav is like a loose cannon.
And that's a small town country boy fucking sling.
Yeah,
like,
and,
you know
and,
I mean?
And because because I never really called him Beav. I only called him Beav when he was like... He was one of those dudes that like would get blackout drunk, look through you, and intimidate you. But he was because he had to learn how to fight because he was short.
Right.
And for some reason, he was, you know, a lot of people fucked with him for some fucking reason. Small town, whatever. And we were the new kids. We moved to that town. We didn't grow up in that town.
Right.
So we moved to that town kind of like early. We moved to that town. And so we had to like, you know, whatever, ruffle some feathers.
So there's a lot of fighting going on in these kind of small towns.
Not a lot, but like every weekend.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it's a small hockey town. It's a border town. You go to a bar, there's gonna be a fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a fight in the parking lot. It's gonna start in the bar. It's gonna be some old dude and a dude. It's gonna be, you know, like there's always like those iconic small town like brawls.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of really good fights. And it was so even like here, skipping just ahead really quickly.
Yeah.
Going to college, then coming back at Christmas was the best because it would still be the same. You'd still see all your old friends and you would still go to these bars and there would still be fights.
Right.
Like it's like I got older and like I, you know, got heavily involved in like punk and restaurants and like was like a city guy where like fighting really doesn't really happen in cities, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Cities like I would go like do coke and like go to art shows, right. You know, or like right. Whatever the fuck that shit is.
It's more passive aggressive shit's going on. Now.
Yeah. Like everyone's like, no, I'm not going to share my coke with you.
Yeah.
And here it's just like that guy bought three guys a shot and he didn't buy me a shot. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like it would just be like I've seen people fight because like one guy got left out of not getting bought a shot. Yeah. And then it's like now we have to fucking fight. Because right. He disrespected some idiot mouth breather.
Some Nimrod.
And the best thing ever was like I remember we went home for Christmas one time and we're at the fucking bar. It's closed now. It's called the Barney. It was like an iconic 40-year-old fucking bar. And literally my buddy who's a fucking roofer Brandon, and he was my little brother's buddy. So whenever I would go back, I was like a chef. So like people showed me like respect back home, kind of. And I knew all these kids, and the younger kids were really bowdy too. And
bowdy,
like
what's that?
Bowdy, like ready to fight.
Bowdy,
like
you're
bowdy.
Bout it. What does that mean?
Yeah, bowdy? Like bout it. You're about it. Bowdy.
Bowdy.
Yeah,
that's
if you're bowdy.
Canada shit.
Yeah, okay. Like if you're bowdy.
Bowdy, bowdy.
Bowdy, bowdy.
All right.
So whatever. Brandon's fucking bowdy.
Bowdy.
And at that moment, Brandon straight up has a fucking cast on with fucking his fingers wired shut from some fucking accident roofing.
Right.
And this one dude walks in the bar and nobody fucking, I don't know, he's got beef somehow. And it's amazing. We're all there at Christmas time. There's like five of us. And instantly, a classic, he like bought shots. It was like, don't buy a fucking shot for that fuck. And like calls out a dude from across the bar and then instantly it's like, okay, let's go outside. And it's just like fucking classic. Like it's right down by another set of train tracks, right across from my old high school. The bar's right across from the train tracks and just like 5-on-5 dudes. And at the end of it, Brandon's got these wires ripped out of his skin and he pounded like two, this dude's like pounded these dudes.
Yeah.
Like, And it was just like amazing. Like me and my three older buddies, yeah, like just sat back and like laughed and watched. And like one guy, like, I don't know, I think we like kicked one dude. And
lazily
like,
kicked.
Yeah, like
the
I
butt.
Was just like, this is amazing. Cause these young dudes were just like, they're like still like fucking roofers. There's
nothing
still
like watching a fight.
A good
in the street live. Like a live fight in front of you is like a real fight in the wild. I could watch that.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest thing. I hope nobody ever, you know, bonks their head too bad or anything like that when they fall down.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's the scariest stuff.
Yeah,
like getting dust in the face, you can get dust in the face, whatever. Whatever. I've been punched a million times in the face. But it's just like fucking. Yeah, so this town is just like a small border town. It's Fort Erie. It's right next to Buffalo, New York, south of Niagara Falls. It's amazing. It's like, it builds character, I think. Like everyone's like running around on their BMXs. You're having parties in Honeycomb, which Honeycomb is like this cutout wood area. Across from the park, and we grew up like right across from the park.
Okay.
Parkdale. And it's crazy because I lived in Parkdale in Toronto for years, and I grew up on Parkdale Ave, and a street over on Ferndale was Ferndale Park. Mm-hmm. And that was our zone.
Right.
So like we would go, there's a big pavilion and we would go over, and if anybody like walked through the park, we'd have like fuck with them.
Hey.
Yeah. Just like run over, get on like your 10 speed.
Steve.
Yeah.
Fucking Steve.
Who the fuck is that? Like literally yelling at who the fuck is that?
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Yeah. Just like mobbing out.
Right.
And then across the street was Buffalo Road, and there was a giant forest and there was a trail, and we cut it all out. And we used to steal the soccer bleachers and carry them, like 10 of us would carry these bleachers all the way back through the woods, and we would steal the bleachers and put them in the woods.
So fucking bored.
Yeah.
So bored. Nothing you're gonna to get do. A bunch of chairs, a rows of bleachers and take them in the woods to sit on them and drink beer.
Yeah. And then just have like big bonfires.
And there's girls.
Some. Like on the weekends they would come. You know, so like there'd be a bushfire, like if there's a bushfire in Honeycomb, and that was the best thing ever. The best thing about the Honeycomb was like, if there was a real beef, it'd be like Saturday night, you're coming like to real, like you'd be coming to fight too.
Oh, like fight night. It's on.
It's fight night. And the best thing ever is like, I remember one of the most classic ones was my older brother versus this other guy, John. And he was like the big guy from like the North End. And then we were from Crescent Park, and it was like, there was beef. They jumped one of our buddies one time during this fucking music festival in town.
Right.
They hit him with a pipe or some shit. And then there was beef. And then my brother was always like, there's like weird folklore around him because they're like, is he really that tough? And like, what's up with this Matheson kid?
Right.
Because he was like dumb tough. Like where I'm like, I could hold my own.
Yeah.
I can fight whatever.
Yeah.
Steve's like a one punch fucking.
Just heavy handed.
And like for some reason. Like just like could punch through people's heads.
Yeah.
Just like and
it's like a baseball player. Some people have that.
Just yeah, like baseball and he used to get dummied too. But it's just like if he caught you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like it's like he's.
Was it good knowing that you had that as backup all the time, or was it
for
kind
sure?
Of a, kind
but
of,
he would never say that to me.
Right.
I would always have to like if I didn't go, then like it would be a problem. Or like if I was like. You know, he was just like, but it's funny, like the way I think about it, like this is all in high school.
Yeah.
Like this is high school. This isn't like we're even men, but it's just like, even like the one time, like I said, like when I lost my ears, like that fight was really different because Steve got one, he got fucking smoked because some guy sucker punched him.
Right.
And they didn't know who he was. And then they got worked. Those dudes, when we stripped him naked and threw him in the fucking ditch and shit.
Yeah.
And we fucked those dudes up. But like, it was crazy. When that guy hit Steve, everyone was like, oh! And he just kind of like, he got a black eye where it like closed.
Oh yeah.
And that was the first time when we got home from that fight, we got home. And I remember we came in the house charging late too. And my parents ran out. We're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? We're like, we just got a fucking fight. And we're fucking, we whooped these dudes. We stripped them naked. My dad like ran. He was like, boom. He like smoked me. He was like, fucking shut the. Like, it was like a funny time where I was like, the first time ever, like, I think he like duffed me in the side of the head because we were being so loud. And like, we were like, ah. And I was just like, okay. And he's like, shut up. He was just like, shut up.
You guys were drunk?
And, yeah, we were like riled. Yeah. We were like,
who runs in their
We all ran
house?
It. We had like, we always used to have like, we always had a bottle of Lamb's 151 proof, like fire water. And we ran inside. We grabbed the fucking Lamb's. We were all like doing shots. And my dad ran downstairs. Like a bunch of dudes getting
it's like
nuts.
The savages is taking over the ship.
Like, yeah, my dad came down and like held court and like shut us down pretty hard.
He had to shut you guys down because you guys were taking over the household at that point.
Yeah.
It's for Lord of the Flies.
Dude.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like 4 a.m. We're all on coke. Like, yeah, yeah. Just like, and my dad just like runs down. I was like, what the
fuck? He had to establish dominance.
Yeah. Steve Savage is, he's the man. But he's like one of the dads. He's like the sweetest guy. He's a psychopath, but it's just like, you know, he used to teach us how to fight in the backyard with boxing gloves.
Oh,
like,
he did?
Yeah.
One of those dads. That's
yeah.
Good.
But for fun, I guess. It seemed like fun. It wasn't like, you're, hey, every Wednesday, you're meeting me in the backyard and we're fucking fighting.
Right.
It was just like, hey, you want to go box?
Yeah.
You want to, here, let me teach you how to box a bit.
Every son, I think a lot of kids wish their dad would teach them how to box.
I think so. Like, my dad was the guy to tell me that, like, hey, you don't always have to fight somebody, but if you're going to fight somebody, you want to hit them hard. and you know, you always finish what you start.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Going on here?
Oh, shit.
Is that? An IKEA bag?
This is perfect timing.
Oh.
Hi, guys. Guess what? Bing, 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 bing. That's a doorbell saying that your food's here. Guess what? You ordered your food because you opened up your app on your phone. And if you didn't open up your app, guess what? DoorDash.com is the app that you're opening. And you're opening up that app. And you're going to go and you're going to pick out delicious food and you're going to get it delivered to your house safely. It is a beautiful thing. And guess what? If you put in the code for PTA when you're downloading the app, Powerful Truth Angels, PTA, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get $5 off an order of $15 or more for the first month. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? DoorDash just allows you to order food so easily. You open up the app, you go to DoorDash.com, you hit the fucking PTA, and you go and you download it. And it's the best app for getting the food. And guess what? Right now, once again, right now, our listeners of the Powerful Truth Angels get $5 off. $5 off. $15 or more, zero delivery fees. That's free. That is 100% free. $5 off. Go to DoorDash.com. Get the appy, baby. And get your yummy food sooner than later. Bye. DoorDash.com, PTA. $5 off. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Beautiful. Okay, guys, so I'm talking about myself, but just off camera, I just want to describe a few things. So the door opened, and in the door walks, we've been talking about an iguana for what, 75 podcasts?
Well, ever since you told the story, this is back into your
no,
life.
No, but we don't talk about that story because that never happened.
That did happen when you jerked off.
I used to sleep. Hi, come on. Come on in.
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Michael. This is
Cheeks. Oh my goodness, Cheeks.
This show
okay.
is so stupid.
This is incredible. So Cheeks.
Hi Cheeks.
Hi Cheeks. Should we move the candles?
On? What is that?
Can we just put Cheeks on the table or will Cheeks move around a lot?
Should I hold them?
Move the candles.
I can hold Cheeks.
Or can we hold Cheeks?
You want me to hold them?
You can hold them. See how I'm holding him?
Yep, okay. Like a baby. That's when you hold them like upside
that
down.
That is. What the fuck is that?
Okay, so here we go. We're flying it in.
Why is this?
We're flying it in.
He lost it to a pit bull.
Hi, buddy.
No way, a pit bull bit its tail off? Cheeks.
Hey, is he gonna
No.
Wow.
He's okay.
Wow.
That's incredible.
He's about 10 years old.
Ten-year-old iguana. Wait, is there two? Oh, I thought you were gonna grab one.
There's two.
Well, the iguana showed up. We've had a sign in the background for
the iguana.
literally all of the podcast saying that the iguana will be here in 1 hour, and that one
it
hour
days
has been
later,
days.
Like a week.
It's been days.
I'm so sorry for the delay.
No.
Not
it's not about you. It's like, I can't believe that it's coming right now.
Everything is.
Hey, man, life on life's terms. I get it.
Everything here is off the cuff. We don't know what we're doing.
Lettuce.
So let's talk about. Hey, buddy. Hey, Cheeks. Do you want some?
Cheeks.
What's he doing?
Cheeks.
Oh, my goodness.
He really loves berries. He just had a bath.
That's
so when he eats, this is a thing. This is a whole vibe.
Hey, why don't you come down real quick?
Hello, everyone. Yeah, get him in the.
Here, come sit down real quick.
Okay.
This is my life is a two-part podcast, FYI, guys.
Quick,
so John, come sit down.
We can weave this in.
Oh, this is we're weaving it in right now. It's woven in to the tapestry.
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
Michael.
What?
Wait, Michael. Know you guys yet.
I'm Alex.
I'm Maddie.
Michael.
Are you in the neighborhood, Michael?
I'm in the neighborhood.
Everyone's in the neighborhood. Lives around here.
Yeah, it's like Sesame Street.
It's like Sesame Street.
So I'm on Edgemont.
Ooh.
This is one of two of my iguanas. I say mine, but they're actually my soon-to-be ex-partners.
I mean, I know this is
soon-to-be ex-partner. I love ex-partners.
It's a whole thing.
Mm. Well, things are things, and this is a podcast, and.
I know we're not the first people to ever, you know, like this is like the most hack bit in the planet is like bringing an animal. But I got to tell you something that this is, I'm holding a dragon right now. This is, I'm looking at this fucking thing.
It's a dragon.
It is crazy. Like I can feel his heartbeat.
Its eyes just opened and closed so slowly.
I'm not, this is wild. Should I have Omar on my other arm? Will they kill each
other? Can I hold cheeks for a second?
Yeah. Because he's a,
if you, I Omar's, hold cheeks. Let me hold cheeks.
Can Omar meet? Cheeks.
I want to hold cheeks. And these raspberries?
I don't think Omar will even register cheeks. Can I give cheeks a raspberry?
Yeah.
So the reason why we had the iguana come is because Maddie was telling a story about when he was a kid. He was in his friend's house, and he was in the basement where they kept all the iguanas.
I wasn't in the basement. It was top floor. It was normal.
Here you go, cheeks.
I was in a bedroom. I used to sleep over my best friend. One of my best friends growing up was I used his whole name. And because the podcast is public knowledge. And he used to have an iguana cage in the room I used to sleep in.
Okay.
And so when I would sleep there sometimes I would, you know, make love to myself. And sometimes I would masturbate in the same room as the iguanas.
Oh, and freaky.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a fetish. It wasn't anything. I never thought anything of it, but I would turn my back and then I would sometimes cream on the walls.
Cream?
And
that's
fucking
disgusting.
And that's all. I kind of told that story. Whatever, jizz. What do you say? You spray? Shoot?
You don't. We don't cream.
No?
No, I don't think
so. I cream.
All right, you cream.
Women cream? Women cream. Men
women
spray?
Squirt.
Squirt?
They squirt.
Squirt.
We can squirt.
I can squirt. I always have lots.
You're a squirter.
I have squirts. A lot. I'm not a dripper.
You kind of have to.
I like to hold it, pinch it, and then. Rope. 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 I got ropes.
You shoot consistent heavy loads?
Often.
That's your MO?
I travel the world constantly. I'm constantly by myself. I can make love to myself better than...
Can I just ask what the fuck this show is about?
Oh, mostly sure. Just like stream of consciousness. But it's about us. It's about the human nature, the minds of you know, just humans. And how broken they are. Omar, what's the matter?
Broken is a good word.
We're all broken. It's mostly the podcast is called Powerful Truth Angels, and it's about trying to put yourself back together.
What is Cheeks?
I came at the right time.
Okay, so how are you doing?
Hey, Matt.
I'm doing okay. Michael.
Sorry, Michael. I just met you. What's Cheeks doing? I don't know.
Is Cheeks excited?
He's excited. He had a bath. So when you give warmth to iguanas, they kind of lighten up because they're cold blooded. So they need warmth in order for the blood to kind of like move through the. No. I gave him a bath, so he's a little more animated.
When he was a kid and he was shooting, creaming on the walls, the iguanas were eating your nuts.
I added that.
That's not real.
That's like not a real thing.
They're vegetarians.
Exactly. So they wouldn't eat my
Cum could be vegetarian if you eat a lot of
it could be, but it's still... No, I made a joke like I opened up the cage and maybe they ate it up to clean up my mess.
Full circle.
It was for the podcast. It was funny. Now that I'm face to face with another iguana... It's bringing me back, and it's not making me want to jizz or cream.
So the iguanas that you jerked off to, were they...
I didn't jerk off to them. I turned my back to them.
Or were they like...
Just happened to be in the same room.
Not adults.
They were big. They were like the same size as this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Omar?
Yeah.
No.
She is so intrigued.
Maybe.
She's like, what is that?
I know. She's going off. Omar.
There's a lot going on.
So they're
going
to sniff each other.
Both of them?
He might try to whip it. With his tail, but he doesn't have a tail because a pit bull
ate it.
That's
ate
crazy.
It. That yeah. is wild.
He has a little bit of scarring. This is from a fungus. We've been trying to treat it with like an oil, like a eucalyptus oil thing. have a fungus dragon. Yeah.
And it scales. It's like the back, the tall ones.
You want to hold cheeks?
Yeah,
I'll hold cheeks. Yeah.
You hold cheeks. I'll get, okay.
You're the intermediary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get Maddie Omar. Really
I do want to hold cheeks at one point, but if Michael, we'll take some time.
Is there going to be an interspecies fungus thing?
No, no. It could really? Be.
Okay, so put Omar down. Put Omar down. I don't want to touch her with the fungus.
Okay.
Right?
So, yeah, so cheeks we found at a rescue.
An iguana rescue?
Yeah. So
in California, there's lots of iguana rescues.
The show for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wash my hands.
I suppose he found them at a pet rescue.
Yeah.
And I just came home one day and there was this gigantic fucking iguana, which is kind of a normal thing with me and my partner, soon to be ex-partner. Like every day I come home to like another animal. Like I came home to a ferret the other day and I was like, those are illegal. What the fuck?
Are ferrets illegal?
They're illegal in California.
Really? Yeah.
So he drove to Vegas. He had this obsession with, he's calling me right now.
Shut it down.
He's probably so mad. He had an obsession with raccoons.
Yeah.
And he thought that he could have a raccoon as like a domesticated pet. No. And I was like, fuck, no.
No.
You cannot.
Those things are horrible.
So he was so broken about it.
Yeah.
He was so broken.
And he couldn't handle it.
Babe, I can't.
You can't say no to that guy.
So he brought home a ferret, which is arguably worse because you, like, they smell. They have a weird smell.
I had a buddy. Oh, wow. I had a buddy who had ferrets, and he literally had ferrets, and he got like, there's like a ferret monthly like magazine, mm-hmm. and he got them descented and all this stuff.
Descented? That's a
thing? You can get them. Yeah. You can get them descented.
Oh, you remove their like scent glands or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Something like same. So I knew this girl in high school. She got rid of her like sweat glands in her armpits or something.
She probably needed that.
Yeah. It was stressful for her. She sweated a lot. So Mr. Cheeks, so you've had Mr. Cheeks for how many years?
So we've had him about a year and a half.
Okay.
He's very docile. We have another one. Her name is Kiwi.
Kiwi. And Kiwi's spunky.
She will fucking slap the shit out of you with her tail.
Really?
Yeah. And he would too, but he doesn't have one. So
right.
Actually, you know what? Let me put him on speakerphone because he won't stop calling me till I answer. That's kind of a thing. I don't know why we broke up. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the podcast.
I'm gonna what?
You're on the podcast. You're on speakerphone. Hello.
Okay. Where are you?
I'm up the street. At
you talk cheeks with you?
Yeah, he's here. He's fine.
You give a shower for him?
He got a shower. He ate some berries.
It's an Andrew house. Yeah, I'm away from.
No. It's across the street from Andrea's house. It's right across the street.
Give me address, whatever you are. I'm away from.
Okay, very good then.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
What is happening? Did you get nothing, goddamn? Where that?
Can we?
He wants to come over and get his iguana. And you keep referencing him as your soon-to-be ex. You guys are in it right now. That was not a nice conversation. I'm feeling a vibe from you guys, and I think that you and Cheeks need to go deal with some stuff.
It's all.
I like that because that fool ain't coming over here.
No, he is. He will, or else.
Dennis.
We can't have that here.
Should we have Dennis on and have him work out?
Should we bring Dennis?
He's very animated. You will enjoy.
You guys want to talk about your relationship? With Cheeks? Well, Dennis.
Just don't mention anything.
We won't mention anything.
We don't know anything.
What do we know? You just keep referencing it as being like you're.
Might be on the podcast.
Can you send him the address?
This is going to be on the podcast.
Like 100%.
That's fine.
There's a lot of viewers, like millions.
It will be juicy.
It will be juicy.
Holy shit. We're doing it. We're doing it. He's coming in. We're doing it.
No, it's okay. We had a whole conversation today. You know, it's.
I thought you guys weren't supposed to be around each
other. I dropped the restraining order. It's okay.
Holy shit.
I had to
get this fool up here.
I had a whole glass of wine before I came here.
Michael.
A whole glass of wine?
Are you back to living together?
Wait, Michael.
You're getting red.
Michael, you're very chill about this whole thing. You're just like, it's whatever.
Bring him
happens.
Up here?
Yeah, bring him up here.
Should we? Are you causing trouble? I like this.
This is great. We're the powerful truth angels.
Is he bigger than us? If he gets, if this guy gets a little ruckus, is this guy?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. I asked him if it was okay, and he said it was okay, but he wanted to be here for the thing. So.
Because because he loves the iguana so much.
Oh God.
How do you?
Oh God. Okay.
I love the iguana too. This is the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts.
Give him a little food. I think he sees the berries and he's getting excited. Ooh, I don't want to be held. I want berries and lettuce.
How do you get close to an iguana? Like emotionally?
Yeah.
You don't, because they're cold. They're cold blooded. They don't have like, they're not like dogs.
This dude is wily. Look at his fucking mouth.
I know, it's incredible.
What is happening?
No, this is great. This is so
movie. This is amazing. I'm going to shoot him some slow motion. How's this content, Jason?
Do we have more lettuce?
Yeah, we can get more lettuce.
Okay, let's get that lettuce.
Okay, I gotta get some footage of this.
This is the nicest, greatest thing ever. Powerful Truth Angels maybe is the most discordant. Is it discordant? Is that a word?
Not a word. Not a word.
Discordant? Discord?
It's not a word.
Okay.
Not in any language. Does he not like this light?
Does he like flashes? Is he epileptic?
He's blind in one eye.
Perfect.
This is the eye.
Which eye?
Look at his eye.
One of them.
Feed him something so I can see him eating. I want to see his... Oh, look at his mouth. This fool is tripping. should we ASMR the iguana to hear his noises? Oh.
Cheeks. We love cheeks so much. Look at... Eat the lettuce.
What?
Oh, that's
amazing.
Good.
Shh. I think we broke ground tonight. We ASMR'd an iguana.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
good?
This is good. Shh.
Levels.
Now, Mr. Cheeks, enjoy more lettuce.
Mr. Cheeks, let the raspberry roll down your throat. It's delicious.
This is a food podcast.
And
this is not food.
This is a food podcast. Mr. Cheeks, how are you enjoying the lettuce or the raspberries?
Does it feel good in your throat, Mr. Cheeks?
Mr. Cheeks.
Is it delicious? Is it lovely?
Do you think that we together could discuss how you feel about the lettuce or the organic raspberries you're eating?
Mr. Cheeks, are you willing to eat one of Maddie's loads off of a bed of lettuce?
Don't eat my loads, Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks, why does it look like you have testicles in your neck?
Mr. Cheeks, have some lettuce.
Mr. Cheeks, can you kill Omar, please, so I don't have to walk her anymore?
Please, Mr. Cheeks.
Please,
Mr. Cheeks, kill Omar.
Please, Mr. Cheeks.
Can you eat Omar?
Kill Omar. Kill Omar.
Mr. Cheeks, please kill Omar.
Please kill Omar. Mr. Cheeks, it's time for you to kill Omar.
Mr. Cheeks, will you please try to attack and destroy Omar and eat her whole, and then hopefully get rid of every piece of evidence?
Mr. Cheeks, if you kill Omar, then I don't have to take care of her anymore and take her on 40-minute walks because she has to smell every fucking blade of grass.
It takes a really long time to walk Mr. Omar.
Then it's not on me. Then something happened dramatic and I can have a pity party and people can take care of me.
If Omar was to die, do you know how more popular you would be?
I'd be so popular if Omar died.
Do you ever just want to rip stuff like that off?
That's like a toenail.
I know. Do you ever want to rip that off?
Those are toenails.
Will you rip that off right now?
No, don't rip it off.
Oh my God. Can we clip it with a toenail clipper?
No.
They fall off on their own.
All right.
Oh. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. So this is Cheeks.
Your Cheeks.
Do you like the candle? Do you like the candle? It's nice? Okay. I just poured a bunch of wax on myself. So Dennis, how long have you had Cheeks?
2 years. More or less 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. 2 years.
That's nice. And then when did you decide to be like, I'm going to be an iguana guy?
Iguana is super cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you fell in love like instantly?
Come from lizards. Some people believe come from monkeys or whatever. I believe come from lizards. Yeah.
What comes from lizards?
Yeah, that's a new thing people start believing.
Oh.
Yeah, super cool.
Oh, that people evolved from lizards instead of monkeys?
Yeah, like Barack Obama, they believe they come from lizard.
Oh, like a different...
Not from monkey, yeah.
Who believes that?
A lot of people.
Oh, I've heard about
lizards. Elizabeth Queen, Barack Obama.
Is that like lizard people, like the people running the government?
I don't know.
I've heard of lizard people.
Reptilian before. Overlords.
Reptilian overlords?
Yeah.
And so now because you have the reptilian, we're going to start understanding the reptilian overlords?
It's a cold-blooded approach to life, but it exists.
I love this.
I wish I was reptilian because I have too many emotions. And I don't think reptilians are neurotic.
Right.
No.
Right?
They're just not. Chill. No.
Cheeks don't give a shit.
Not at all.
Cheeks is beautiful.
Cheeks is gorgeous.
I love cheeks. You never think about having, like, you know, I never think about having a reptilian, but then I'm like, as soon as you're around something that you're never around it. Like a lot of people don't have iguanas. Like my friend growing up, he had iguanas, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody with an iguana in such a long time.
What's that?
Okay.
You just want to sit down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, he doesn't want to be on the show.
No.
Okay.
Oh, you just wanted to check in on the iguana?
You want to make sure.
Oh, thank you so much, Dennis.
Why? Do you want some water or anything?
He cares very much.
Do you want a water?
Dennis, you want to be on the show with Michael? Why not? This is your dream.
Is this?
Yes, it is.
That's okay.
I think he should be on the show. Okay.
No, he doesn't need to be on the show.
He doesn't. You know what? You know what? Maybe we don't want him on the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, you know what I mean?
He was doing great. You were doing very good.
I'm trying to reverse psychology.
Get on the show. This is your chance.
Maybe. You're feeling hot?
We don't want you
we actually
to be
don't
on the
want
show.
You're embarrassed. Oh, you're English.
No.
You're fine.
You can speak we were going whatever, there. Speak whatever you want to speak.
No, no, it's perfect.
You're fine.
Your accent's beautiful.
No, I don't know if you
no, I understand.
Yeah, he understands.
We can understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And if not, I'll translate.
Get on the show.
Get on the fucking show.
Yeah.
Papa Tooth
Angel. Sorry.
Mr. Cheeks, don't get revved up.
Mr. Cheeks,
hey, Dennis. No, you just be. I'm Maddie. We're chill. You talk over. Yes, come on. Just be here. Yeah.
Don't be shy. You're not shy.
So, how long ago did you guys meet?
4 years ago in like July of 2016.
Ooh, very nice. And yeah. So 2 years into your relationship, then you were like, we're getting iguanas.
He had iguanas when I met him, and he also had a chameleon and a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
A chameleon?
Yeah.
Wow.
A beardy.
Yeah.
What's a bearded dragon?
They're cool.
They're like an Australian desert lizard that has like a neck beard that like goes out and they
is it colorful up. Is it like one of those colorful
they can be some of them are like orange and yellow and different like most of them are kind of tan mm-hmm. or gray mm-hmm.
two of them
El Salvador Central America too.
Yeah
it's from the two different places.
Okay and then so when did you start loving like when did you are obviously into reptiles and then when did you like just as a kid did you love reptiles
yeah sure.
Where are you from, Dennis?
I'm from Brazil. Over there, it's super illegal. You have a reptile over there. It's
oh, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, you need to pay a lot of money if you have iguana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have a lot of iguanas over there, but it's a weird thing.
Oh, he's right. Munching.
But you cannot have it like a pet.
That's cool. And in Brazil, how long have you been over in LA now?
5 years.
5 years. Amazing.
Almost 5 years, like March, three, five, make 5 years.
That's almost. Awesome. You liking it?
Yeah, I love it. It's really cool.
How many joints can they have in a? Are these is there joints in their fingers? Or like this one's so long.
I don't know that I completely understand what is happening with their feet.
Their feet are incredible.
But
they do have joints.
I don't feel like they have joints. I think they just have like a long nail on the end and then it's just kind of like this loose thing cuz the fingers don't really move themselves.
No. Because like cheeks, they have a lot of problems. That's right. Why they don't move. Like a kiwi man, other one, yeah, they use like this tongue, this finger here.
Right.
Like this one here, this trunk they have for everything, like a hole in the trees.
Right.
Whatever they need, they use this one here. But the cheeks, they have a problem. It's completely paralyzed.
Oh, paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
So cheeks is because...
Completely, they have a bite, dog bite. He loses like a finger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he got attacked by a dog.
No. He's not a lizard. He's like a... kind of lizard, you know, he's like a really like an old lizard, like a,
right.
Oh, like a
right.
Damage for a lot.
Okay,
of
okay.
Yeah, you know,
like, so a dog, so his
damaged.
Tail won't grow back.
No, he even moved. He no, kind of like a this nothing.
Yeah, right.
Like a kiwi man, other one, she's a female, she's like a yes, she used the tail for hit you.
Right.
She used the
fingers.
Fingers for help or whatever.
She wow.
Cheeks. Cheeks is just like a kid.
Oh. Cheeks is chill.
The more they can do is.
What is that?
That's raspberry.
Okay.
I want to feed Cheeks.
He's really cool. He's not biting at all.
Do you?
He can be a bitch.
So when you're hanging out with the iguana, do you ever take the iguana to the park? You ever put him on a leash or anything? Take him for a walk?
I never put his in a leash, but he yeah, you can put his in a leash, but he'd hate the leash because also the leash can damage his skin.
These fingernails. No, I mean toenails. Spines.
Spines.
Yeah. Spines. Can damage, can broke. Iguanas is not a good idea putting a leash.
Okay.
They hate the leash.
They hate the leash.
But yeah, I took him for everywhere, beach, lake, whatever.
How big will this is as big as Cheeks will get? This is as big as Cheeks will get.
In the natural life, they can grow to 7 feet.
7 feet?
Yeah, 7 feet long. It's bigger than this. If for sure, if the head into the tail.
Wow. And so Cheeks is gonna get bigger or no? No.
Cheeks never gonna be. Cheeks is all like.
This is it.
Yeah.
Cheeks is top down.
Cheeks is done.
Yeah. I like that.
Cheeks is different.
That's pretty nice.
A lot of things like
cars
and stuff.
Yeah. Cheeks has had a long life.
Cheeks, he squished a raspberry on the old table.
11 years old. 11 years old.
I would say 11 or maybe 12.
People to show say 11 years.
All right.
Where's Cheeks going?
Cheeks is taking off.
She wants blackberries?
Yeah.
Cheeks wants the blackberries? Cheeks.
So you guys live in the neighborhood?
Do you guys
do? We live on.
And what?
It's like behind the.
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
Yeah. We live in a hospital corridor, which was very useful to me on New Year's Eve because I had a bad trip and they literally just walked me to the emergency room.
No Oof. Way.
Yes.
That's nice.
Let's talk about your bad trip on New Year's. How did it start? What did you take?
Well, I took a fourth of a bottle of tequila.
Okay. Mm.
And then I had like some strong gin drinks. And then someone gave me a gummy bear.
Yeah.
I think you gave me the gummy bear.
Dennis.
And like a fool, I ate the whole fucking gummy bear. Like a fool. And within like an hour, I thought I was fucking Allen Ginsberg, just like reciting poetry in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That was like coming stream of consciousness out of my brain. And about 10 minutes after that, I was telling everybody to get the fuck out of my house. And I attacked everyone with a baseball bat. And like, they had to restrain me. And then like, they walked me to the emergency room where I had the worst fucking trip ever.
Yeah.
In the emergency room. At some point, I had like stepped on glass and cut open my foot. So I had blood on me. And then once I was in the emergency room, I saw the blood. And then I saw blood all over me. And everywhere and dripping from the walls. And I thought I was in hell.
Acid will do that.
It was a gummy bear, a weed gummy bear.
Though. Was it weed or acid?
No, it was fucking acid.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
LSD, baby.
I didn't know they're putting LSD in gummy bears.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what I didn't even think. First thing I thought was acid.
I thought it was THC gummy bears.
Because they used to do, We used to do Visine containers.
He's stepping on the raspberries. Cheeks, you can't do that.
Cheeks.
We had a little dropper container of acid.
Yeah.
And, it was empty because we had taken it so many times or whatever. And one day we drove to the lake.
Microdosing,
yeah.
Macro dosing.
But this time we went to the lake. We went to Dragon Lake, otherwise known as Lake Nacimiento, which is kind of near, where is that near? It's like 4 hours north from here.
Okay. That's a good distance.
It's a good distance, and worse distance if you're tripping on acid and you need to get home right away.
Why do you have to get home?
Well, there
acid was telling you had to get home.
The dropper was empty, and we put a little water in the dropper
right.
and shook it up.
And then it released a bunch of acid.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck to its sides.
And this scraped poor the soul ribs. Here saw Christ in the...
In the big deer, you saw Jesus. Yeah, tell us about your acid
trip. I can talk.
You saw it, yeah. But what did God say?
Say anything? Just it's a gigantic thing ever that you never can
right
imagine in your life, and everything becomes so quiet and stop thought I was flying, and just like when I wake up, I started crying, internally crying. Yeah, I'm dying here. Take me off fucking this lake.
Yeah,
I'm
you gotta get out of here.
I was dying. And,
right.
And well, yeah, and I got off.
And then how did you go through those steps? So you're 4 hours away. You think you're dying. You've seen Christ. You're high on acid.
No. For 1 second, when I stopped, everything stopped. It was amazing. It's cool. Cool and amazing. But another second, change and become super scary. And I feel like my physical like bad, you know, like a hot and...
Yeah,
even in briefing here, like, I need to get off of here. Kind of like a big hole, you know.
It was about 96 degrees that day.
It was about 96 degrees, acid in the middle of nowhere. That's a formula for good or bad times real quick. Oh, yeah. I think that too. Like, I used to do a lot of acid. My first drug I ever did was acid. And, you know, I think that... It can go south real quick. And I remember the last time I ever did like a hallucinogenic, and I did all these, like probably like a quarter of mushrooms and just like mouthfuls of mushrooms. And I remember seeing, I was sitting down by the lake and the waves were coming in and the waves started to tell me to eat the sand. And, you know,
not a good idea.
No.
Is this a food podcast?
It is. That's it's why not, we have the raspberries.
It's not.
Yeah, that we eat. It is a food podcast.
It's not a food podcast.
This is a food podcast. That's David Chang.
I am David Chang, but this is not a food podcast.
This is a food podcast. Yeah, it's fine.
It's not.
And yeah, I think acid is a wild drug, because the thing about acid and the thing about this podcast is all of us are so broken. And so it's just like we have so much trauma and abuse and life and death, and everyone is so fucked. And so when you start doing hallucinogenic drugs and you do enough of them, you start unlocking some doors, and then all of a sudden you're like, you take a turn, you're like, whoa, that door is real open, that door is real dark. And then all of a sudden the demons come out, and the demons take over the brain, and then you know what, you're in a situation where you're like, you can't turn it off because it's a fucking drug, and you're high for another 7 hours, and then that stresses you out because you have a little bit of consciousness where you're like, fuck, I know that I'm on acid, but I'm still so fucked and I can't control it. And then not being able to control the drug is something. You can't splash water in your face on acid. You can't do anything. You're high on acid. So it's a very kind of scary thing once you actually start losing control, and then you realize that you're a demon and you know, you're casting spells into the universe. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're far away, and I can see how it's very, very, very not great sometimes.
Everything that you just said summed up my experience on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and then you grab a baseball bat.
Yeah, well, you know, like, even before I grabbed the baseball bat, I was having, like, because all of our friends are Brazilian, so they all speak Portuguese, and I was in the house, like, everybody was speaking Portuguese, doing jiu-jitsu,
capoeira,
playing bossa nova, and I was like, I don't understand a fucking word right now, and, like, and then, like, because of the acid, I thought I started to understand things that people were saying, but I don't understand a fucking lick of Portuguese.
And then some people were talking trash on you.
They weren't, though. I think I was just extra. Yes.
Yeah, you're like, you're saying some shit to me, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Have a beer.
Absolutely.
The fuck?
But speaking of, like, damage and, like, survivorhood.
Yes.
Like, we're all survivors of some kind of fucked up trauma. Mm. Like, honestly, like, as far as I go, like, I'll open up about it because I'm here. Like, why not?
Yeah, powerful truth angels.
But, like, I'm a suicide survivor.
Yeah.
You know, like, my mom committed suicide.
Do you hear what are you doing?
I got FaceTime from Baron Zach.
So what? He just started talking about he's a suicide survivor. He says he's a suicide survivor. This is the problem with millennials.
I'm a zoomer.
He's on a podcast, literally on your podcast, and he starts talking about being a suicide survivor, and then you are like, my buddy's FaceTime with me.
Sorry.
You guys told me this was a safe space.
It is a safe space.
I didn't say that. He said that.
I apologize.
I would never be that foolish to say it's a safe place.
I checked out.
Michael,
do we have a DF50 in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're vaped.
We got a DF50. We're going.
I hope it's water based.
It is.
It is water based.
Oil based.
So suicide. The final answer.
Yeah. I'm a suicide survivor.
I never did it.
So, to open up about it a little bit, like, my mom committed suicide. It was a horrendous thing. I was 22 years old. It was on Halloween. that had happened. She was in an abusive relationship, and some things happened that night. Things got explosive. She called me. I was working at Tender Greens at the time. That was my job. I was 22. And I knew, like, within an hour of the phone call that, like, that was it. Like, that was the last time I was going to talk to her. And for 10 years now, it's been about 10 years since then, I've tried to, like, kind of self-medicate myself and, like, self-realize and be cool about it. But this acid trip, like, I think I was triggered because I saw a photo that I keep in my living room of my family when I was about 8 years old. And she's in the photo. She's in the very front. She had this smirk on her face. And the acid, like, made me look at the photo like she was smirking at me. And she was winking at me and telling me, like, hey, come meet me at the Hollyhock house behind. Like, I'll be there. And that's what I heard when I looked at the photo. Like, go to the Hollyhock. Hollyhock is right behind our apartment. So I started to think that she was there and that we could go there and see her. And, like,
right,
we were going to go. And, like, it was the most insane fucking thing ever. And, like, you know,
literally,
it's been that is scary as shit.
It was really fucking scary.
That's very scary.
But in my trip, I was not scared. I wanted to see her again. Like, it's been 10 years since I've seen her. And it's like,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's a fucked up thing. But, like, acid will open doors that you don't want open. So stay away.
Yeah.
That is horror movie level, frighteningly scary. Mm-hmm. Photos winking is maybe one of the scariest things you'll ever see.
Don't want to see that ever.
That
I don't
happens,
ever want to see that.
You're fucking cooked. That's it. You're done. You're
you
done.
See anything wink at you that shouldn't be winking
yes.
at you?
Anytime a photo does yeah. it.
Even a wink from a normal living person. Like Instagram. A wink is not a great thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Didn't like that. Don't wink at me. That's a crazy story. Not a crazy story. That is a real story that's wild and a very heavy story. And it's wild that your brain takes you there because it's like, you know, that I think it's like you wanted to see your mom, and I think that's a really sweet kind of thing, and you brought that to life. Like, your brain made you see that, so that's real.
Yeah.
Because you saw it, so it's real. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a really nice thing. You saw your mom, she winked at you, and then you brought down the house, you know.
Oh, I brought down the house. I told all the motherfuckers to get out. I was like, get the fuck out of my house. What the fuck time is it? Like, the music is too loud. Everybody needs to go. It was just, like, insane.
I've had that experience. I've had a psychic break on it, a few psychic breaks on acid.
You're a ghost guy.
When you depart from reality and you're, like, in an alt, like, this is real. And then hindsight, you're like, that wasn't.
No,
that was not
wasn't real.
Real. Wasn't
and
real.
Thank God it wasn't, because, like,
you'd be fucked.
I would be fucked. Be I would fucked. Be dead if it were not for him and our friends Alini and Sarah, who, like, escorted me to the emergency.
Were you guys on acid too? Was everybody on acid?
Everyone.
What, you know what's the worst when you're all high on acid? Everyone's having a good time except for, like, the one person not having
there
a good
time.
There
goes Greg. He's blown.
And then you got to, like, keep your... It's a wild thing because, like, and then you got to... You're high and you're like, oh, man. And then I remember one time I was so high on acid, we were all running through the woods behind my house, and all of a sudden a dog jumped out of a tree. And the dog happened to be Cheeks. And the dog was real. And we all screamed. And then we realized it was my buddy's dad lives behind us in the woods, like down the street. And Cheeks.
Cheeks is wilding.
Cheeks is wilding. And then my story goes, it was my buddy's dad who was like, he worked at the customs. And then we got scared because he was pretty much he's a customs officer, which means he's a cop. And we were all high on acid running through the woods. And then, you know, but the dog didn't really jump out of the tree. The dog just was by the tree. And it was dark out. And then we were rolling around. We were rolling around in the mud after really high on acid. And every time I closed my eyes, I just kept on seeing, like, comic book. Like, if I looked at you, I'd close my eyes and it'd be like, psh, you'd shoot at me like you were like a
Roy Lichtenstein painting.
Yeah, thing. Like a Spawn thing or some graphic novel thing or something. And it was so trippy. And I was so high. And I think I pissed my pants that night. But I used to piss my pants all the time.
I also pissed my pants.
Yeah.
When I was in the emergency room, it was so embarrassing.
I always piss my pants on hallucinogenics, always with shrooms. Always piss my pants with shrooms. Always piss my pants with acid.
Fuck.
I'm too scared to piss my pants.
You're like Duck Phillips in Mad Men. You just pissed your pants and yeah, now you lost your job.
I used to just piss my pants and just carry on though. Yeah. And then later on, like in college, I used to always piss my pants. That was my move. I'd be like at the bar just drinking and I wouldn't go to the washroom and I'd just like piss my pants like at the bar standing up hanging out.
Which is cool because you're punk.
Because I'm fucking sweet. It was fucking sick. What a move.
You are punk. Look at your Sonic Youth shirt.
Yeah, bro. So
they're my
sick.
Favorite band.
They're yeah. a great band.
That's his he
best.
I just bought it today. It looks like I've had this forever, right?
Where did you get that shit?
I got this at Varsity. Shout out to Varsity. Shout out to Jesse, bro. Jesse and Nils, bro.
Well, this has been great.
Yeah, this has been really great. Nice. Michael, Dennis, Cheeks. We learned a lot about ourselves. We learned a lot about iguanas. And we learned that iguanas really like raspberries and blackberries and lettuces. And once again, this food show, this food podcast could never have been brought together without the power of food. So once again, I'd like to just say that food is souls and we all have a soul. And together, we're going to rise above and become the best version of ourselves. And I'd like to just thank the podcast for giving us that hope.
I would like to cheers to that. Yeah. Absolutely. About cheers. Being your best selves and Marvel. And doing cheers. The best you can Dennis. In life. Cheers. Like that's all we can all like aspire
cheers.
To.
Cheers.
But
cheers.
Also, cheers. This guy here yeah. is an amazing chef.
Oh.
You can follow him on Instagram.
Wow. What's your favorite dish to make?
Feijoada.
Feijoada?
Feijoada.
Feijoada.
Yeah, feijoada.
What's that?
Oh, feijoada. There's a lot of things. We're talking about feijoada.
What is it? What is feijoada? What's your favorite thing? Wait, what about? Talk about it. Tell me about it. What's it like? Beans? We got beans in there?
Black beans. It's a Brazilian black beans.
Black beans, yeah.
Like 8 different type meats and cooked together for 4-6 hours, more or less.
Yes.
It's a lot of different bay leaves and stuff. It's coming from Africa.
Yeah.
It's like 700 years. It's like
beautiful.
History. It's really cool. It's
really I cool. love that. And then you eat that with like what? Tortillas?
Rice.
No.
White rice.
Yeah.
Collard greens, super Ooh. Thin.
Yeah.
Farofa is another dish of Brazilian too.
Boom.
Black beans and pork chop and sliced orange.
Yes. That's it.
And cachaça.
Cachaça.
You like alcohol? Cachaça. Alcohol.
Ooh, very nice.
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane is beautiful. Well, thank you guys. There we go. That's a food podcast. I'd like to thank Jesus our guests, Christ. Dennis and Michael. I'd like to thank Cheeks. I'd like to thank Thanks, the Cheeks. Raspberries. And, you know, Jesus Christ is real. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You guys come. Yeah, just get out. We stay at the table. You guys leave. Thanks, guys.
We stay at the table. Cheeks. Wow, what a show. I gotta say.